Welcome to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. My name is Sam Katadia, and we're going to be discussing performance in all walks of life. And we hope that this podcast will develop your curiosity and your insight around what it means to perform well.
Hey, welcome back to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. I'm here with Sam Katadia. And today we're going to be talking about a film franchise which has inspired many, including myself, and that is Rocky.
Yeah, grew up with Rocky. Did you watch him growing up? Is that what you watched when you were having your tea?
Rocky inspired me a lot. It's one of the reasons I first. Started getting into strength training and I remember being so inspired by his makeshift gym in an abattoir.
When he was pounding the meat,
pounding the beef there, that I started lifting chairs in my bedroom at the time as a lanky teenager. So what about you? What was your...
I remember the first Rocky I saw was Rocky IV, and that's the one when he goes over to Russia and he's training in the snow and he's up against Ivan Drago, who during the Cold War was sort of seen as this kind of steroid-filled, inhumane robotic chap. And Rocky was the underdog. Kind of American dream, can conquer this, and do you know what it was? As a film, I don't think Rocky IV was nowhere near as good as like Rocky I, that won the Oscar for the screenplay, I believe, that Sylvester Stallone wrote. But it embodies a lot of spirit and overcoming adversity, and I think that's something from a young age that always inspired me when I was having my tea and watching Rocky. I'd always watch certain elements when there were those pivotal moments where Rocky turns it around and starts sort of facing his demons and starts training harder and goes through a certain amount of pain and then is almost able to rise from the ashes. And I definitely think it's influenced what I've done in my career, really. I mean, I trained as a psychologist, got into sports psychology and worked with all sorts of different athletes, mainly in pro football, did quite a lot in tennis. And, Rocky was always there as an anchor, really, of thinking, well, let's see if we can utilize the power of the mind to overcome those challenges. And of late, my main client at the moment, Empire Fighting Chance, a fantastic charity that inspires kids through non-contact boxing to learn about the power of the human spirit and the beautiful instrument of the mind to enjoy life and really go for things in a very difficult period in the world. So Rocky's really on my mind, and in the gym at the boxing charity we get some of the soundtrack going, we listen to Eye of the Tiger and all those tunes that just a lot of fun, and just kids love it. They just be free to express themselves and to learn about some key points about that spirit, that mentality that's available for all of us. And it's just a great anthology, a lot of fun. And I think where a lot of people are challenged at the moment, people will be forced to dig deep. And I think everybody, when they do dig deep without looking for an easy way out, will find the resources that they need to get the most out of where they are in life at the moment.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things about Rocky, particularly the first film, and part of what I do in my own work is I've got a real fascination with mythology, storytelling, and within the Rocky film, which really speaks to the human experience, he doesn't actually win that fight initially. And there is a real correlation to our experience as human beings. And again, you know, not being so dependent on specific outcome for what real triumph is. What is real triumph? What is the real relief there? And you know, the actual transformation not being based on a specific outcome or event.
Well, like we discussed in our last podcast around goal setting, Rocky won the belt. He got the big mansion and the fast cars and the Harley Davidsons and everything you'd think, oh, I've made it, but there was something lacking. He no longer had that. In Rocky III, he lost that hunger to train, that sort of sweat and sawdust environment. He, lost his, lost his graft, lost his commitment, and that happens when we really get tied. We get hooked into those external material goals. When I get X, and I'm going to be happy, and I think Rocky points to that, and certainly towards the latter films, and you see him go full circle and return to his sort of humble abode in Philadelphia when a few bad investments were made, and but he was richer at the end. He was, back with that sort of humility and that sense of feeling grounded. So it really does also, portray that empty promise of materialism, and don't get seduced by the glitz and the glamour of getting to the top. I think and I think, like you say, Rocky One, where it's so raw and really quite
Adrian.
really quite intimate as well. His relationship with his coach and the pets that he has, that he trains with, and his two turtles, and that he has, and it's just sort of very simple life, and that allowed him to express himself in a really powerful way in the ring. And I think that's how we really unearth the underdog, is if we stay humble and we love what we do. And I do, to be honest, it really spoke to me. And on the weekend, I watched, my best friend came down from across from Southend, and we watched Creed 2, which was brilliant, because again, you got Ivan Drago with his son fighting Apollo Creed's son after Apollo died in Rocky IV, at the hands of Ivan Drago. And it sort of evokes a lot of emotions, and you see Ivan and his son go on a bit of a journey, and how they're learning about themselves and their mistaken identity, and people around them that were ultimately using them as objects of success, and so everybody in the film goes on a journey. Where Rocky's clever is it they don't very subtly or they it's not good versus evil. It shows the complexities and the frailties of the human mind and the ego and the separate self in all of the characters. No one is excluded from it. It's this the talking of stories, Jamie, and these narratives. I think this kind of idea of good versus evil, it's another spin on, I think, You could argue a little bit of form of manipulation. Are you on the side of the good guys or the bad guys? When, if you're in an extreme belief system that I am right and you are wrong, it's extremism that I think is what creates divide and separation and suffering.
100%. I mean, a great way that helps me remember is by looking at nature. Now, nature is, you could say, incredibly beautiful, but it is also a very violent place. And can you say that the lion is bad for eating the antelope while it's still alive? Is it evil? Or is it malevolent in any way? And no, they both have individual experiences within the greater
Greater mind, yeah.
mind,
Yeah.
and you know, there is no good or evil there. There is just the tragedy, the beauty, the all the different aspects of the film. All the different aspects of, just like you said, the frailty of the antelope, and again the frailty of the lion as it ages, and maybe other lions will take over, or it'll get caught off guard by some hyenas, and it's incredibly savage what happens. But there isn't a good or evil dynamic. Yes, there is this, this chase and this wrestling of these two, beings within beingness, but there is one beingness. There isn't a good and an evil. It's like the symbol of the yin yang. Yeah, there are two sides of that, but those two sides are of that one symbol there.
There was unfortunately it was a cut scene, but my friend Paul showed me after we watched the film, and there was this shared moment of silence between Rocky and Adonis Creed, who fought Ivan Drago's son, and they didn't share any words, but they were in a fight, and there was on one level a winner and a loser in the theatre, but in that shared silence there was definitely a moment of shared being, and probably people saying, mate, it's a Rocky film, you're reading too much into it. But it's just what talks to me, that beauty, that celebration, the drama, and being able to, and that's why I like, boxing as a medium to really explore true nature, is that when you got two people in a ring, and professionals tearing lumps out of each other that want to do that, which is fine, and then come together and share in that appreciation for one another at the end. It's like such a beautiful moment. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, boxing's barbaric. How can you say that's a celebration of a human spirit? I think it shows that being alive and to a certain degree is a contact sport. You crash into things and you learn and you grow. And I think boxing is one of those sports that really celebrates that without any judgment. And that you can do anything with love. It doesn't, just because something on the surface looks completely the opposite, it actually exposes prejudice and belief systems and bias that boxing can't be a loving thing to engage him. And you also see that in the community. I mean, at Bristol Boxing and Empire Fighting Chance, you've got ex-world champs there training. You've got a Muslim women's class that where they'll have their own room so they can do their own thing. And then you've got kids there that are doing a bit of work on the bags. And you've got box fits. Everyone's sharing in that same being and in that community and that coming together. So I really like the fact that boxing has a deep community ethic where no one is judged, everyone is welcome, everyone's obviously of different shapes and sizes, backgrounds, and everyone's welcome. And that's really powerful place in society to celebrate that. And you know, definitely Rocky and the extreme ups and downs of his career really just shows you that of the sort of the fabric of life. And yeah, definitely it's amazing just how some of your early experiences and can really influence what you do later in life. And you know, the Rocky films speak to me, and I think that sense of excitement and exhilaration and is only coming from a sense of I can really relate to that. It celebrates that human spirit, and I think on some level, for those who like the films, it talks to us.
Definitely, yeah. Because you know, the unpredictability of life, within that chaos, within that beauty, sometimes, you know, maybe we don't get to where we initially aimed for. And to be able to connect in that shared beingness will help carry us through anything.
Yeah, I think you just take boxing, the speed, the unpredictability of it all. It's very much like life. It's a great sort of mirror for experience, how experience is constantly changing, often chaotic, often high impact, and yeah, coming at us in a million miles an hour. It really is a, you know, a metaphor for life. And if we can learn not to mind the drama of life and relate to the stage, the boxing ring doesn't change, the boxers change, the fight changes, the punches change, the outcome changes, but the ring remains. The ring as an arena for life is constant. And again, relating to this podcast, our awareness and our knowing of the known, our the movie screen knowing the movie or being intimately part of the movie, is unchanged by what happens in the theatre. And take Shakespeare, you know, all the world's a stage, men and women are merely players. Again, a deep reference to God consciousness awareness. The stage never changes, the theatre never changes, but the actors come and go, the drama comes and goes. So, you know, enjoy the play, enjoy the fight, know that it's unpredictable, but feel safe in the knowing that your true nature is actually that ring. That's the bit that's been with you ever since you can remember. And somehow we enjoy the flow of life a lot more when, you know, we connect with that. And you know, going back to Rocky, I think there's an unspoken sense of Rocky realizing he wasn't those belts, he wasn't, you know, the money and the relationships. He was just going through a journey.
Yeah.
And the way he sort of come, you know, full circle back to a sort of humble Italian restaurant in Philadelphia, and you know, in his restaurant, like photos of, you know, the ups and downs of his journey. Just, you know, I think it's great that you see, he sort of arrives at that grounding and that peace, and he can share that wisdom with new fighters and those around him, but also keep growing as well. And you know, the film Creed 2 ends, I don't want to spoil it, but engages with his son and his grandson. And you know, so even when we're at whatever age, there's always learning and old little traumas and fears that we got to call out, and the fight goes on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no reason why we can't enjoy it if we really appreciate it for what it is and don't get too caught up in the drama. Again, final little reference to performance in our own lives. If we get too caught up in the fight and we try too hard and we try to change stuff, then you know the fight and the play doesn't go our way. But if we take a step out of that and let it do its thing without getting too identified with the drama and the story, then we kind of start to embody freedom, flow, expression, and you know, sort of a timeless success within that activity. So again, theme that runs through all our podcasts, start to nurture that curiosity around that which doesn't change, you know, the backdrop of life, the sort of the luminosity that is behind all experience, that even allows us to have an experience.
Exactly. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Thanks everybody for tuning into my podcast channel for this episode. Hope to see and hear from you all soon.